With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Members of the Astor Theater want permission to pursue grants for a new air conditioning system, and counselors are concerned about ballooning costs for the new library at Queen's Place. The late additions made for an exciting agenda at Tuesday's Region of Queen's Council meeting. That meeting got underway with presentations from the Property Valuation Services Corporation, or PVSC. The organization explained how they assess properties before providing that information to municipalities to use when collecting property tax. The next presentation was an update from the Recreation and Healthy Communities Department. During the public comment portion of the meeting, members of the Astor Theater made their case for why they want permission to install air conditioning. They say climate change has led to uncomfortably high temperatures during the summer months, making the space an unsafe work environment. Because the Astor Theater is a tenant in the Town Hall Arts and Recreation Building, they need permission from the municipality to make any changes. During the recommendation portion of the agenda, councillors approved the placement, design, and size of the new outdoor pool, which is proposed to be built alongside Queen's Place. Council also took the extraordinary step of allowing the pool committee to research and write grants on behalf of the municipality. Grants will still need to be reviewed, approved, and submitted by municipal staff. A study on the feasibility of servicing two new proposed subdivisions in Mount Pleasant will go ahead. Councillors approved spending up to $21,000 for CBCL Engineering to undertake a six-week study to determine if there is the capacity to handle water and wastewater flow and demand to the proposed developments. The results of that study are expected to come back to Council sometime in April. Next, councillors debated and ultimately approved the Astor Theater's request to apply for grants to install air conditioning. We'll have more on this story in the coming days. Eight items were on the agenda for the discussion portion of the meeting. Council received updates on their implementation report and a financial review for the third quarter. The province of Nova Scotia is conducting an economic study on the ferry service from Maine to Nova Scotia and approached municipalities in southern Nova Scotia for feedback on the evaluation criteria. Council was informed environmental documents pertaining to the Mersey River Wind Farm project can be viewed at the Regional Administration Office and the Thomas Riddell Library. The project will see 35 wind turbines installed on the site. Council then discussed property tax exemptions and set a date of March 3rd to begin discussing their 2023-24 budget. The South Queen's Chamber of Commerce asked the region to assume responsibility for the hanging flower baskets on display on posts in Liverpool. Council discussed taking on the project, but determined in fairness it should be expanded to include Caledonia as well. Staff will investigate the specifics of the request and bring a report back to Council. Finally, Council discussed the construction of the new library at Queen's Place. Around the table, councillors say they've been hearing concerns from residents that the region has not looked for other sources of funding for the project. Some also feel the location at Queen's Place was misrepresented as the best option. Councillors who had opposed siting the new library at Queen's Place dropped their opposition when they believed it would be the most cost-effective option. During the discussion, it was revealed the construction of the road and other infrastructure leading to the library could add over $900,000 to the cost. Council will be looking for staff to provide more information and a clearer accounting of all costs when the library is brought back for discussion at the next meeting. That meeting will take place Tuesday, February 28th at 6 p.m. in Council Chambers. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.